Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Zero Emissions Corsa E with a range of up to 337 kilometres, it's simply electric.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
As the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise, reports this morning suggest further restrictions are possible in Dublin and in other counties of concern if the spread of the virus is not quickly brought under control by later this week. Those other counties are Kildare, Louth, Waterford, Limerick, Leitrim, Donegal, Offaly and Wicklow. I'm joined on the line now by Pat Leahy, who's political editor with the Irish Times. And in a moment, we'll speak to Alan Shine, who's CEO of the County Kildare Chamber. But first of all, Pat, good morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
So the cabinet meeting is underway. The Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Michael McGrath, on the way in, he said no decision is likely at this morning's cabinet meeting about further restrictions for those counties that I mentioned. But he did say, he issued a clear warning, and he wasn't alone among ministers, that the numbers are clearly going in the wrong direction. So it's pretty high on the agenda, despite the fact that they're not going to make a decision today.
Yeah, I think this will be discussed amongst ministers at the cabinet meeting, as you say, is underway in Dublin Castle at the moment. There is no decisions on the agenda. That's correct. But I think you would be looking at a situation, depending on the numbers over the coming days, where you may get recommendations from NPHET by the end of this week. NPHET will meet on Thursday, and we could see some recommendations for new restrictions in those counties. Now, that's speculation at this point because we don't know clearly what the numbers are going to be. But what we do know is that in those, you know, kind of ongoing and informal contacts that take place between the public health experts and the central government all the time, red flags have been raised in recent days about those counties that you listed out. And we see that in the comments of ministers going in this morning. Also yesterday, Liz Canavan, who's a senior civil servant in the Department of the Taoiseach, and gave a briefing to journalists yesterday morning at government buildings. And she specifically pointed to these counties and raised the prospects of potentially further restrictions in the future.
Now, when you're talking, Pat, about counties like Kildare and Offaly, which have just come out of a regional lockdown, this is going to be politically very, very difficult.
It is, but there's no, I suppose ministers would say, there's no politically, there's no easy way of doing this. You know, in a situation where, as ministers and senior health officials are beginning to fear that there is pressure on hospitals, pressure on ICUs, the sort of thing that motivated the first general wide lockdown, if the numbers keep accelerating in the way that they are, and to be honest, this is something that we're seeing right across Europe, and we'll see further restrictions introduced in the UK later today. But if that trajectory continues, then you know you're dealing with a health system in danger of being overrun, escalating deaths, and the whole system being clogged up by coronavirus patients. And that's not a very appealing prospect politically either.
OK, Pat, stay with us. I want to go to Alan Shine now, who, as I said, is CEO of County Kildare Chamber. Alan, good morning to you. I mean, I just spoke to you a couple of days ago about coming out the other side of this. Now you see that your county is on the watch list again for rising cases. What do you think?
Yeah, good morning, Claire. Yeah, it'd be disastrous for business, I think, in Kildare if we entered level three again, especially as you said, we just came out of it. Many of our members and businesses in Kildare are just getting used to transitioning to what level two is and have reopened only in the past few weeks. So it's a major fear. Like, we understand that the cases in Kildare, they're very much isolated in Kildare at the moment. They're attributed to one town. So forcing restrictions on 250,000 people that live in the county nearly, you know, would question that. Obviously, you know, Thursday is the decision day, as Pat says, with NPHET, and then the leaks will start probably Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening. So, you know, we'll hear more then. But, you know, it's coming at a time when this month commercial rates waivers will end this month for businesses across the country. The bank moratoriums for businesses are ending. The wage subsidy scheme was reduced by 42% by government as well this month alone. So it's a huge concern for businesses because cash flow is the number one issue that we all face across the country, but particularly in Kildare because we had those extra restrictions put upon us only a few short weeks ago. Watch the space, I suppose, over the next few days. We'll hear a lot more.
Would you be hoping then that consideration would be given for a much tighter, more focused lockdown or increased restrictions if that's what needs to happen?
You know, 100%. You know, from a Kildare perspective at the moment, Clare, it's very much isolated in one town that we're led to believe. So isolating that town or the area around that town would be the sensible thing to do. Locking down the full county again and going into the level three, there's no appetite for it. There's many of our members have said over the past 24 hours that they may potentially close their doors and look to reopen them in April or May next year. And those that are saying that are obviously they're in the bar, restaurant trade, small coffee shops. Reopening a business isn't easy. Obviously, it's the stock and the purchase of the stock, the re-employment of staff, the upskilling of staff, and especially for those hotels in Kildare, Laois and Offaly that had to reopen. It takes a long time to get people back into those doors.
So that's a real consideration, that if this were to happen again, you know of businesses that would just say, I'm done until next April.
Oh, 100%. That's happening. We're hearing that especially over the last 24 hours, that a load of those businesses are saying, if we go back into the restrictions, the level three restrictions, where you can only serve people outside, we're coming into the winter months, so that's not really achievable in many cases for businesses. That, you know, it can't be done in a lot of cases, and it's not financially worthwhile doing that. Mm-hmm. And then what the level of supports we're getting for businesses are dropping month by month as well. So it's not, you know, businesses don't have the appetite to go back into that. We've constantly said that we have to learn how to live with this virus. The economy has to live with this virus as well as society. And we have to learn how to live with this for the next 12 months. Shutting down businesses on an ongoing basis won't help. It's just going to lead more people onto the live register.
Well, let's see what's going to happen. Pat, I want to come back to you on the issue of supports for people, particularly supports for individuals, the pandemic unemployment payment. Now, last week we had Minister Heather Humphreys, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Fine Gael TD and Josepha Madigan, Minister of State, all defending the reductions that were coming, and some of them are happening today, we know, to the pandemic unemployment payment. Then over the weekend, things seemed to change with Fianna Fáil saying, no, we're going to look at that, we're going to review that. I mean, what's happening?
I think to a certain extent what's going on is the pre-budgetary jockeying that you get at this time every year. I mean, the budget is only 3 weeks away. It's a set of decisions about spending priorities, etc. for the coming year. It's traditionally, it's one of the most fraught and difficult periods within government as ministers try to ensure the largest budget for their department for the coming year. And it's often in coalition governments, their first budget is often extremely difficult as the internal dynamics between the two parties play out on the field of budget negotiations. So I think to a certain extent what is going on in this is pre-budget jockeying. At the same time, there is significant unease amongst TDs, some of them in Fianna Fáil, about the reductions in the wage supports and in the unemployment benefit, the pandemic unemployment benefit, because these are people who, you know, it is affecting people in a very real way in their monthly weekly take home income, and that of course is having a knock on effect politically at a local and grassroots level, and you know TDs are very concerned about that.
And you hear what Alan Shine has to say there about the businesses which will just decide or could just decide if restrictions are imposed again in Kildare not to come back at all and not trade until at least next April.
And that's a huge fear in government about the damage that is being done to the economy, particularly in those sectors that are most visibly affected by this. And, you know, to a certain extent, this sort of argument has been going back and forth within government between kind of the economy hawks and the public health doves within the cabinet, which doesn't entirely break down along party lines, but certainly I think there are more economy hawks in Fine Gael than there are health doves. But, you know, a set against that is the great fear in government that an uncontrolled second wave of the virus puts us back to where you are in March and in April, where you're looking at a full national lockdown as the only way of stopping the health service being overwhelmed in a way that there was real fears would happen earlier this year.
And Alan, you're saying very clearly that if you have to go take a step back at all in Kildare, that you need those supports increased.
Oh, 100%. The supports will have to be given because businesses, you know, the commercial rates are back in action now this month. The wage subsidies have reduced by 40%, 42%. Bank moratoriums are finishing as well. So it's not a good time for businesses where you have all these bills that you have to pay on top of a business that has declining numbers coming into it. Cash flow is the number one issue facing businesses, primarily in the tourism, hospitality, leisure and retail sector. And it's a bleak few months ahead for businesses. And then the nervousness about whether we're going out into lockdown. And then it's the leaks. That's what's the most annoying part about this, I think, from a business perspective, is that we'll get the leaks come on Thursday morning and then NPHET will meet and we'll hear more in the afternoon and then it'll come out in the evening and the government won't meet until Friday. What we really need, Claire, is really clear, concise messaging from government, because the communication hasn't been good. I think everyone can agree with that. It has been very disappointing to date hear about it, and the leaks were just, we were all on Twitter waiting on Thursday to get the news from the journalists. And then, you know, we just have to wait for the confirmation on the Friday.
All right, Alan. Thanks for talking to us. Alan Shine there in Kildare. Pat, other issues to be discussed at Cabinet today. The ban on evictions. Is that going to be extended? Will a decision be taken on it?
Well, this is something that that came up in the Dáil last week when Sinn Féin housing spokesman Eoin Óibrín was pushing a bill about the rent freeze. But there was some discussion on the on a possible the related issue of the evictions ban. And at that stage, Housing Minister Dara O'Brien was very much setting his face against that, said there was existing protections there for people who were affected by the threat of eviction, whose income had been damaged by the pandemic. He pointed out at that stage that there was a ban in place, or there was protections in place until early next year. So no sign at that stage that any sort of a ban was in prospect. Also, there's concerns about the constitutionality of either a further rent freeze or an eviction ban that has been raised in government and was, I understand, the subject of a really strong advice by the Attorney General on the issue of rent freezes over the summer. So I'd be surprised to see the government pushing ahead with that today. However, it may be discussed amongst ministers. I suppose we'll have to see until later.
Pat, okay, we'll leave it there for now. Pat Leahy, political editor with the Irish Times. We're going to be heading around to some of those counties which are on that watch list for increased cases. We're going to chat to some of them who are working on the ground, obviously dealing with referrals, dealing with people coming in who feel they may have symptoms. And we're going to find out what's going on.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.